Ben, do I really have to go through this podcast sensitivity training? It just doesn't seem fair. I made a mistake. I apologized. We're good now. The internet told me we're good now.
Brian, it's too late to apologize. It's too late. You have to do sensitivity training. We already even have the teach here.
I can you just call a teacher teach like that? Like, are you?
If you're cool.
'Cause I mean, the only way I can see that working is if you're like a precocious child character in a sitcom from the 80s wearing your hat
Well, I
backwards.
have
Is
a
that what you
slingshot.
are?
I have a slingshot in my back pocket, so pretty much.
Such a menace. Menace to the
Dennis
podcast.
the Menace.
So, all right. Okay. Well, let's get this over with then. This whole sensitivity training. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. I am Brian, and I am joined by none other than, who do you expect, Ben?
Hi.
Hey man, how you doing? How's it going?
Sup, I'm chillaxin' with my home cats.
Okay, all right. Don't know what those words mean, but
It's youth slang nowadays.
I haven't kept up with how the youths talk, so.
Well, that's because you're basic. That a thing?
Yep, also mad on fleek. Anyway, really, it's a bit, but I still don't know what that means. I appreciate your enthusiasm. Anyway, enough jibber jabber. We have a special guest this week, Ben.
Do we? Oh, wait, I knew that because we just heard the start of the show. Or we just did the start of the show.
Well, the start of the show played,
Is your
but.
training right now. I
I think
think.
I feel like I'd st I feel like I'd still introduce the guest.
Oh, yeah, you still do, but I, yeah.
Okay. Hey man, we got a special guest this week. First time ever in HappyCast history, repeat co-host. Give it up to none other than future presidential candidate Ms. Fizzbiz.
Hello,
Hi.
How's the campaign going?
It's going as strong as a campaign that hasn't technically started yet can go.
So extremely.
Yes.
Well, I for one
Extremely
hope
something, we don't know what yet.
that's
Just
just your slogan.
extremely.
Fizbiz for Prez, extremely something.
It's catchy. I like it.
Extremely extreme. We're drinking lots of Mountain Dew and Monster up in here.
It's gonna be like the late 90s all over again.
Yeah, it's yep. Ms. presidential campaign brought to you by the X Games.
Yeah. Is the XFL, wasn't that a thing too?
Yeah, no, that was a thing.
Like extreme football?
Yeah, it was owned by Vince McMahon, the guy that owns WWE Wrestling.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a person, so. Yeah, the XFL was real dumb. Oh man, that was a real mess. I watched a lot of XFL for some reason.
Because Vince McMahon.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Nobody, it's one of those things, it's lost to history. Nobody will ever know why anybody watched any amount of XFL. So, anyway, hopefully that presidential campaign will gather steam in upcoming months. I know, as the unofficial campaign manager for your opponent, the new today, we've got a few tricks up our sleeve, so you better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
Why?
I'm telling you why.
Oh. So, is your ticket going to be just Fizbiz Santa Claus for president?
No.
I think you would win.
Wait, is Santa Claus your running mate?
It may be controversial to say this, but my campaign is taking a staunchly anti-Santa position.
Oh, wow.
Well, more on that in future shows, but for now, let's move forward to happy hour. Yeah, we're just part of the show where we talk about the thing that is making us most happy for the week, Benji Man. What's up? What's your happy hour pick?
Pass.
Okay.
Come back to me.
Exciting. First time in podcast history, a pass. Then let's jump to our guest, Ms. Fizzbiz. Do you have a happy hour pick?
I do. And it is... Cats.
The musical? Like Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats? Is that him? Did he do that?
No. Was that Andrew Lloyd Webber? I don't think so. I mean, it might have been during his dark period.
Oh, yeah. The famous Webber dark period.
No. Well, okay, yes. Cats. Not the musical, the animal. And the reason for this is, well, because I always love cats. That's kind of just a given in my life. If you follow me on Twitter, 99% of my tweets are retweeting cat pictures.
This just said that Andrew Lloyd Webber is the cat guy.
All right, well, I guess I didn't give ALW enough credit.
Is that what cats are calling them nowadays?
Yeah. You guys wouldn't know because you don't even know what fleek means.
Oh.
You're right.
Ryan's never heard of MASH, and I've never played checkers.
I feel like checkers is more of a old person game or a very, very small child game.
You're right. I feel like most of the time I see a checkers game taking place, it's between a very old person and a child.
And it's at Cracker Barrel?
Yeah,
exactly. It's outside of a Cracker Barrel. How did you know?
Because I used to work at Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
And then there's a guy off to the side playing that weird peg puzzle game. You know the one I'm talking about?
I love that peg puzzle game. Yep.
Anyway, so cats. My boyfriend, who swore for years that I could never get another cat, and that he didn't want pets and didn't want cats around, and cats are trouble, and cats do this and that. Well, he ate his words because he went and adopted a cat, and it's great, and I am in love with it. It's a very nice cat. It's a very large cat, and it looks like a miniature lion.
Wow. What is this cat's name?
His name is Diesel, which the Humane Society named him, and my boyfriend was not inventive enough to change.
Like Vin?
I don't know. We've speculated about the reasoning behind the name, but he doesn't really seem like a Vin Diesel-esque cat.
Oh, man. Wait, would that just be like one of those hairless cats?
I think so. I think it would be like some really roided out hairless cat with weird muscles.
Oh man, if that cat were around, I would adopt that cat because no one else would.
If that cat were around, it would live on the streets and eat other cats for lunch.
No, I'd adopt it and we'd be cool friends hanging out, and then it would say things. It can talk. It'd say things like I live my life one quarter ball yarn at a time, right? Is that?
I don't got friends. I got a litter.
Yep. These are things that Vincent Diesel said at some point.
Tweet in if you have other stuff that Vin Diesel the cat would say.
Seems like a real long shot, but okay.
Yes, it does.
I don't know any Vin
better.
Diesel quotes.
Those are the two I had.
I haven't seen enough Fast and Furious movies, but you guys talking about it made me want to watch them.
Oh, some of them are so good.
Yeah, some of them are. Some of them are not.
But to fully appreciate, you must see them all.
I feel like you can skip two.
You haven't even finished two, have you?
No, so I skipped two and I'm fine.
Yeah, but I saw two. I'm like, oh, wow, look at the references.
I saw 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, you stopped before the good one started.
Four's rough.
Well, but like it's still before, just not right before.
You know what? You know when it gets good is the end of four. The final scene of four that sets up five is incredible.
Yes, and then five is great, and then six is great, and seven is great. And eight's going to be great.
Hopefully. But yes, our views on the FF series have been well established at this point. I heard that they're remaking Fast and Furious 7 for the PlayStation 4.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I saw E3. I just, you know, checked my Twitter feed and it said FF7 remake PlayStation 4. I was like,
oh wow, I didn't even heard about that. Right? Boo.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a dumb joke. So anyway, new cat. Is this a young cat or has this cat been around for a while? Is it like an old wise cat?
He is old and wise. He's older than my cat. He's like middle aged. He's about six. At least that's what they think.
So it's like on the precipice of going through like a midlife cat crisis where it buys like a really nice sports car or something of that nature.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever the cat version of that is.
Well, he is Vincent Diesel. He probably would buy some kind of cool sports car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend has some Lego cars. He could take one of those for a spin.
Yeah, put them in there. You get gold on the internet.
They're pretty small. He's a pretty big, fluffy cat, so you wouldn't even see the car if you set him on top of it.
Put one car in with each paw, so it's like roller skates.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Skating cat. You'd at least get, like, 17 million hits on YouTube with something like that.
That's probably true.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so FizzBiz's happy hour is cats. No love for
dogs.
Oh,
and my friends also recently got two kittens, so it's kind of like everyone has cats now, and it's great, and I love it because everywhere I go, there's cats.
It's a real cat party. Everybody's getting a cat. Not me, man. I've always been a dog guy. Although I don't have any dogs either. too much responsibility. I'm more of a goldfish guy.
Well, Megan was a dog person, and then a cat showed up. And now she's a cat person. It helps that they mostly take care of themselves.
That's
yes.
True.
You don't have to do much of anything. You just have a cat wandering around and wanting to be pet occasionally. We now have a big feeder thing that will slowly drip the food down. Well, you know, instead of drip the food, it's solid.
It just like an IV.
An IV cat food drip. 20 cc's of tuna. And then we have a little cat fountain now that they can drink from. So we almost never have to refill stuff, maybe like once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, cats aren't terribly needy animals. At that point, isn't it like just having like a roommate that doesn't pay rent? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, sort
like
of.
You come home and you're like, have you been asleep all day? Okay, all right, it's cool, cat, it's cool.
Yeah, and you can pet them without it being creepy.
As opposed to what?
If you had a roommate and started, like, walking over petting their hair, that would be creepy.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to, like, maybe petting, like, the word petting is where it gets weird. You could probably get away with, like, a tussle and say champ. Like, how you doing, champ? And then, like, you get, like, a 0.5 second minimum until it gets weird.
If your roommate's, like, an 8-year-old, but that'd be creepy.
Yeah. Is it your son?
That's what you call your son, your roommate.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure having a kid is just like having a cat.
Yeah, yeah, it seems the same to me.
Parents, write in and tell me how right I am.
All right, so one happy hour down, two more to go. Ben, are you ready, or do you need more time to prepare?
Pass.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, man, I'll keep mine brief. I have been listening to a new podcast audio thing. It's kind of experimental. It's a little cross promotional thing, dealo for Halo 5, the upcoming video game release. And it's called Hunt the Truth, and it takes place in the Halo universe, and it's like a 13-part audio series, kind of in the style of like an NPR or like a serial thing, where there's a journalist who's trying to like follow the story of what happened to the Master Chief, and he finds out all kinds of weird stuff in universe. If you're like a big Halo lore dork like me, it's pretty incredible. But anybody else listening probably doesn't care about it at all. But
so
I will
you're
say
a Halo-ork?
Yeah, I'm a Halo-ork. Yeah, confirmed, certified.
All three words combined.
Mm-hmm. But it's really, really well done. Apparently, Microsoft has like a big, big barrel of money they can just throw at this kind of thing. So the talent involved is top notch. I've got comedy professionals like Keegan Mike and Ke Keegan Keegan Michael Key. There you go.
Oh, okay.
From Key and Peele, he's involved. Kumail Nanjiani, and what's her name from How I Met Your Mother?
Ooh, which Lily Robin?
Robin.
That one.
Yep, Robin. That one. Colby
Smolders.
Smulders.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Anyway, I don't know. I started listening to it, and I kind of rolled my eyes at first because it's these people doing weird voices, and if there's one thing I hate on podcasts is when people do weird voices. It's terrible, just completely unbearable. I think it's a cool new exciting direction for this kind of thing to go in. I know it's mostly just marketing for a video game, but it's surprisingly well done. So I'd like to see more of this kind of thing in the future.
My happy hour this week is iPhone predictive text.
Okay, all right. Bold choice on your part, Ben, because most cats are pretty upset about it. It's not. It doesn't
Cats?
function. It doesn't function well. Yeah, cats. Because the paws don't really. The touch screen just doesn't work with their paws. It's a real sad mess. Have you ever seen a cat try to text somebody?
I have not. I've seen one try to play games on the iPad, and that's fun.
My cat texted once.
Ooh, what did it say? Did it text you?
No,
Like pick up catnip. What was the
LOL, I'm
message?
hungry.
I had a text open. I was texting my boyfriend, and she like walked across and it pushed a bunch of buttons. And I don't remember what it said, but it was hilarious at the time.
One of the cats, Selena kitten, likes to walk on the laptop and went to www dot. I guess it auto did that one in. But then it was just comma 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 comma, lots of commas in a row dot net.
Comma 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 chameleon.
Exactly. Selena loves that song, apparently. But yeah, so predictive. Why do people hate predictive text? It's optional. It's just fun if you want to say stupid stuff.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've been burned by it before, but I can see where the fun's at. I'm not gonna rain on your parade.
I want to start hitting random because it gives you like three choices of what you might say next. So I love it when people don't have the same thing as the most beautiful thing in life. I don't know. It makes stupid sentences, I think, based on what you say personally. So if I hit the
Huh.
main stuff over and over.
Oh, okay. Wait, you're talking about the predictive word text, not where like if you're typing a word, it's like, no, clearly you meant this other word, and it
Oh
just
yeah, not
replaces it.
autocorrect.
Okay, I thought you were talking about autocorrect. That's where the disconnect was.
No, on the iPhone update now, if you swipe up, it gives you like three words you can pick from.
Oh no, you're right. That's delightful. I love that.
Yeah, that's fun. And so like if I hit the first word every time, it usually gives me stuff that I like say to Megan regularly. It gets weird though. Let me hit the start one. Or see, I'm at a time when you are so much for a long way. In hell of an old lady.
Ah, it's beautiful. Is that a haiku? That's beautiful,
At
man.
least a dozen or something like that. It would have a lot to be able a new song on my iPhone.
I did not realize you're still doing it. I thought you were commenting on it now.
No. To my friends to be able a new song on my iPhone again. It's stuck in a loop now.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool. Here, I've got one for you. It's the fact that you have a lot more fun than you do not know what you do not.
Oh no.
Okay, see, yeah,
Stuck in a
I broke
loop.
it. I broke it.
Yeah, that's my happy hour. I had that one saved up for probably a month or two now, but now it's gone. I need a
No,
new
man.
backup to put in a glass case.
I hope you didn't actually break the case to get to that backup.
Oh, yeah, I broke my phone to get that out.
Oh, man. Well, I think you can get that screen replaced for fairly cheap.
I hope so.
Hmm? Mine said, yeah, I think I can bring it back. The first one.
Oh, man. I like that because it's cryptic. Like, what could it mean?
Was it in response to your cat's text?
Possibly. The last thing I texted was Friday, so...
Ooh.
I don't know.
Friday? Hey, guys, remember that time that we looked at that book called Black Friday by M.J. Turner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember it like it was yesterday.
No flashback sound here. Nope. We're not going to flashback to that podcast.
Remember that time that Ben put out a podcast that was just Rebecca Black's song Friday on an endless loop for like 20 minutes? Man.
There were other songs in there, and it wasn't just on a loop. I looped certain parts of it. She said Friday over and over.
What would it be like if we were there right now?
Terrible. Anyway, Bummer Patrol.
Yep, quick break, and then we'll pick it up in the Bummer Patrol.
You're searching for a monster who's hard to find. But here's a hint, he's one of a kind.
Then you can dash.
Monster.
He's off the dash. I got him.
It's a wacky smash. Be the very first to find the fiend and then give him a whack. And start all over again.
Off to the mash.
Monster mash.
He's off the dash.
It's a wacky smash. Monster mash. Wacky fun from Parker Brothers.
Oh, man!
Hey, guys. Time for the Bummer Patrol. Sometimes we feel sad, and the best way to, you know, deal with it is to get on a podcast and talk about the thing that's making you most sad for the week. If Pixar's brilliant film Inside Out taught me anything, its podcasts can fix anything.
I don't think it's what
that's
about.
Oh, I'm sad I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm seeing it
this
weekend.
It's so good. Oh,
I was
guys.
Supposed to in my person. I was supposed to go with Bailed.
Yeah, we asked my sister to go, but she was busy seeing it with our mom instead.
Oh, wow.
And I wasn't invited. I was not.
No one would vote for someone who would do that.
Why would they?
They would go see a movie with their mother? That
Instead
seems
Instead of
nice.
Also their brother and sister-in-law.
I'm sure you guys were invited.
We were not.
Wait, you're just too cool for school. Like, no, we're going
she texted
on a
me
Saturday.
At 1 something on Saturday and said, hey, when are you guys going? I texted back, I don't know yet. Why? And then she texted about a couple hours later, we wanted to know if you were in the theater with us.
What?
I was thinking, you could have told me earlier. We could have shown up there at the same time.
Yeah, that's also my method for making plans with somebody is I just go there and hope they'll show up. Matt, I thought we were going to meet up after work and have nachos. Like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. It's kind of just I went and hoped you would be there, but you weren't. You really let me down, man.
Are you just, like, brain-inviting people?
Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah, come on. Just go solo. That's what I did. I went in, like, Han first showing, like, 11 o'clock on a Thursday, and there was, like, a woman and her kids that shouldn't have been up that late, and that was it. And I sat in the very front, and they were in the very back, and I'm pretty sure at one point we were all crying, so.
Aw. Mm-hmm. About the movie.
No, just the fact that we were all seeing a movie so late. Like, what? How come nobody else showed up? It was a real moment of crisis.
Poor Brian. Anyway, Bummer Patrol.
Bummer Patrol, man, as good as Inside Out was, that short before it was a real stinker. That's what I have to say about it. Thumbs down.
Now I'm going to be primed to think it's going to be terrible.
Okay, then you'll probably enjoy it. I'm doing
what?
You a favor.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. So, who goes first?
Traditionally, ask you first, but if you wanna pass, that's
I got one this time.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
But also, is Bummer Patrol? Is that like a bunch of mer people, police officers who chase down homeless people? Bummer Patrol.
My Bummer Patrol is that joke.
I second that, Bummer Patrol.
Oh, we're running out of different ways to play with that word. So, my Bummer Patrol right now is, if you're watching a series of videos, like I do, usually I binge stuff in a row, and you finish the episode you're on, or whatever it is you're watching, and it auto-plays the previous episode.
Oh, you know what? My podcast app does that. It's real weird. It's like, why would I want to listen to the one that came out before this one? I'll go in a row. Because I'll listen to a podcast, have to go manually select the next podcast, and then when it's done, it'll start the podcast I just heard. Like, all right, time for the other one.
I know it's nice to have the new one on top, but normally you want to listen from old to new, so at least have it play up. I mean, down to up instead of the other way around. Because, all right, I have this problem on YouTube sometimes, depending on how people put together their playlists of their video sets. So I'll watch the first one, and then I'll watch the second one, then I'm watching the first one again, so I have to go in and click every time. Well, I've been trying to watch... All right, well, I guess the most egregious offender for me, I've been watching The Daily Show. I'm catching up a week on the website dailyshow.com. So I watched Monday, June 22nd. I start... June 23rd, then the 22nd is like a 15-second timer like Netflix does. Like, okay, it's going to start. I'm like, oh, well, I better click the next episode since it's not going to autoplay the wrong one. I don't know why I'm going to watch this show backwards. So I clicked June 24th. A few seconds later, 22nd loads up anyway, even though the page has changed because the timer kept going, even though I wasn't there anymore.
So no matter what,
it goes to the next episode, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That does sound inconvenient.
I have to watch them in order because usually he'll make some kind of reference to news from the day before if it's an ongoing story and like the jokes he made. I don't know.
Yes.
It's maybe on par with Netflix auto-pausing every three episodes.
Oh, right. One of the great tragedies of modern living, yes.
But it's so inconvenient that they play... from the newest one to the oldest one. No one watches anything like that unless you're Benjamin Button.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah, it's good. It's a good joke. That works. The Netflix pause thing, are you talking about like when I'm watching a bunch of Frasier in a row and then after like three episodes I get the message like, hey, are you still watching Frasier? Are you?
Yeah. I hate that. Well, I also hate it because if you pause it, if you're watching it, you pause somewhere in the third one, you come back, unpause it. 2 minutes later, it pauses, asking if you're still there. Of course I'm still here. I just paused it.
I've never had that problem, but I do have like every three episodes I get the message like, are you still watching Frasier? And, you know, it's just plain text, but I guess the way I read it, there's always like a tinge of condescension there. Like, are you still watching Frasier? Like, I'm sorry, Netflix. Yeah, let's watch, I don't know, a documentary about the food industry. Is that better? Is that cool?
Netflix.
I just need your approval, Netflix. You're like the father I never had. Anyway, okay, good. Solid Bummer Patrol. FizzBiz. I don't know how you're going to top that. The tragedy of videos playing backwards, but if you'd like to attempt it.
Well, my problem has nothing to do with technology, although if there were a technological way to solve it, that would be great. But my Bummer Patrol is ants.
Oh, I hate ants.
The bug
what
kind,
about uncles?
Not the kind that are related to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe I am related to the insect.
Are you Ant-Man?
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you still going to go see Ant-Man, or do you hate ants that much you're not even going to go?
I don't know. I'm debating. Maybe they'll follow me to the movie and leave my apartment.
Oh, that would be helpful. So how bad are the ants there?
Oh, they're not that bad. It's just that they started... Well, okay, I've had problems with ants before, but normally they're in the kitchen, which is not good, but it makes sense because that's where the food is, and it can be annoying, but It's not in your bedroom, which leads me to the heart of the issue, which is that the ants are in my room, feet away from my bed, trying to get my cat's food bowl.
Oh, yeah, that didn't sound good at all.
Yeah, I came home the other night, and there were a bunch of ants all over around where her bowls are, because I started giving her wet food recently, and I guess the ants were attracted to that, because they never came around before. Like, the wet food attracted them, and they made a line from my window to the food bowl.
Ugh. Well, I think the only solution is to just not feed your cat anymore.
Yeah, I think she would have a problem with that.
Oh, well, could she just eat the ants?
Oh, she's tried. I've seen her trying to get a few of them.
Do they have
Although
some kind
she
of,
seems surprisingly unnoticing when they were crawling all around her bowl.
I guess she didn't care too much about it then.
She was just meowing for me to feed her, like she's doing right now.
Oh. Wait, is this the non-diesel cat?
No, she's unleaded.
I'll still put that in as if you said it right after. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I had the ant problem a while ago, but I think they were coming in because of the rain. They were just getting driven inside. Now they've been gone. It was a long and hard-fought battle. They were crawling all over the dining room table. There was no food on it. They just like crawling on it and exploring. Eventually, we just I learned something about trying to kill their trail by like soap and water washing where they're scent or they normally walk, since they just follow their scent every time. They don't just like naturally know where it is. So if you get rid of their scent trail, they'd have a harder time finding their way back or something. Also, they hate cinnamon.
Oh, yes, I tried that once when they were in my kitchen. I put a huge thing of cinnamon, like a cinnamon barrier, around all of the counters, so they had like nowhere left to go.
Like, oh, I guess there's no food in here, it's just a death trap.
But also I couldn't use the counters at all
because they're covered in cinnamon.
Yes.
Did the cats try to lick that off?
I don't think she bothered it.
Oh, maybe cats don't like cinnamon then. That's cool.
But it was, well, cats, I don't think cats can taste sweet things.
All right.
Although cinnamon's not really sweet by itself.
No, it's kind of terrible by itself.
But she also didn't go on the counters much, really. She would, like, try to jump up there, and I would make her go down so that she would think she couldn't jump up there, and I just wanted her to keep that idea in her head so that she would try it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, Nygma has stopped jumping up on our counter. Well, before, the only time she really would is if we had her food bowl, needed to refill it, put it up on the counter so we could, and she'd instantly hop up to see if we refilled it yet. Like, Nygma, we haven't even gotten the bag out. Just chill out and wait on the ground. You'll get your food in a second. But now we have the food dispensary.
If I had that food thing, my cat would be 500 pounds because she has no self-control and she would just keep eating and eating.
Well, luckily so far, they eat what's there and all that's left is really crumbs unless you like take it and shake it a little bit. So we just have to go over and shake it sometimes. And she has not yet figured out that she can also shake it to get more food to come out.
Yeah, I have a feeling my cat would rig that system as fast as Sawyer in a polar bear cage.
Lost. Well, Brian.
Solid reference and excellent Bomber Patrol choice. I myself have dealt with the occasional ant problem.
Oh, don't tell your story again.
It's no fun. Oh, yeah, no, not the ant straw, although that was traumatic. I'd actually blocked it out of my mind until you brought it up. Thanks, Ben.
No, you all, told
years
it
of therapy
a couple
undone.
Weeks ago. And all because of you and that story, like, I'm terrified every time I drink out of a straw. I have to look in my straw every single time.
Well, good.
I'm just afraid I'm going to get ants in my mouth, even though I haven't seen ants here for weeks.
You should be afraid.
Oh, you've traumatized me.
But great Bumper Patrol, I have to be honest. Ever since Wootinator was on the show that one time, anytime we ask a guest for Bumper Patrol, I kind of hold my breath. I'm like, please don't go too dark. Don't go too dark. Okay, here's my Bumper Patrol. Cell phones. Am I right, guys? They're the worst.
Why?
Okay.
All right, Grandpa.
No, they're fine. They're great. But I just my cell phone in particular, I've had it for 3.5 years because I have no interest in having like the newest up-to-date cell phones, and it's served me well. It's an iPhone 4S, but recently the battery life has gotten terrible. Now I get like 3 to 5 hours, and the battery's just completely depleted.
Oh.
Yeah, it's no good. So I kind of feel like I should get a new phone, but I don't want to renew my commitment with AT&T. I kind of wrote it out, and now I'm free. Like I don't have to. I'm not under contract with them. I could walk away tomorrow if I wanted to. But I don't know. Cell phones. We need them. We can't live without a cell phone, but I've toyed with the idea. Like, wouldn't it be great if when I left, I were just gone? I was just completely untethered from the world.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. It's you're sometimes I sh sometimes you just need like a little bit of peace and quiet to kind of collect
Oh,
your thoughts. And
turn
I
it
know that
off.
this I know okay I know that that can be accomplished by turning it off, but then I won't get all my Twitter replies and favorites, and I need those right away. It's just instant gratification. Like, hey, look, I got a retweet.
Well,
That's
then you
great.
don't truly want the peace and quiet.
I do want it, but I can't. If I have the option to have a cell phone on, I will have it on at all times. I can't commit to it
I, su
fully.
I suppose it's a good sign then that your battery is dying quickly. So now you're stuck with a dead battery and it'll be off anyway and you have no choice.
True. And I guess the one thing that really keeps me from doing anything completely crazy is I'm always listening to like podcasts or maybe an audiobook or occasionally music. Not often music, but I was getting ready for that Weird Al concert last week. I was like, I guess I should listen to the album a few times. So maybe I need a Walkman? Is that what I need? Can I get
Oh God.
podcasts on tape?
I don't think so. Do Walkmans even
No.
have tape? Other than CDs, or maybe they used to be tape.
You could go to that one library that Trent had copies of the Manners Test in and get
Yeah.
that.
Oh, you're right.
What
It's
was
one of
it?
my
The
favorite things, the
Allen
Allen
Library?
Public Library.
I wonder if mine does. I wonder if I can get HappyCast.
As a mother of your friendship with Trent, I felt it necessary to make that presence.
I wonder if I can get the Fort Smith Public Library to put HappyCast in the library.
There's no real educational value to the HappyCast.
We have the educational tag.
Yeah, but we didn't really earn the educational tag. If we were gonna really make a go at this, we need to do some real educational content at some point. We need to put some instructional stuff out into the world.
You mean like this next segment?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I just the segments come to me like organically. I have no idea where the show's
You just
going.
randomly pick them as we go. That's why I'm never prepared.
Okay, that's a good excuse. But sure, yeah, cell phones. Technology hipsterism strikes again. Cell phones are the worst. End of the segment. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll do another thing.
Hey, maybe the two of us could. Never mind.
Come on.
Well, I was just thinking maybe we could get together and write something for your next album.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really open to any kind of collaborative thing.
Really? Well, let's try something right now. How about if you come up with some lyrics and I'll try to put it to music?
That'd be really groovy if you could.
All right, let's do it. We need some words. Just say the first profound thing that pops into your head. Just throw out some lyrics. Anything.
We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real.
Where did that come from? That's brilliant! Okay, let's see.
We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. Cell phones. Let's get real. So come on, let's get Let's get real.
Am I so out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
Welcome to a brand new segment to the show that I'm very excited about. It's called Learn Down for What?
Learn
Down for What?
And who? That's where the drop. That's where the drop goes. You know what? Yeah, no, just loop that. We're good. That's under the whole segment.
My cat meowed at me right after I did that.
Maybe you just cursed at it.
That's not like a cat swear. Plus, cats don't talk like that.
How do you know? Are you a cat?
No, I'm not a cat. I'm sorry.
You're the only person in this conversation that doesn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't hear what she said. She broke up. You just agreed with her blindly, like, yeah.
She's the only person in the conversation who... So I disagreed anyway, because I assumed I would.
Oh, I just said you're the only person in this conversation who is racist.
Yeah, Brian.
Hey, whoa. I'm offended by these accusations.
It's just against cats.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's
you have
true.
To believe her. She's a sensitivity trainer.
I will say that... Okay, this isn't really the place for this rant.
Uh-oh. Well, you have a racist rant, Brian?
I do. I've got a rant up my sleeve I've had for a while. Okay, real quick. Hey, man, you know what I think about people?
Uh-oh.
That we're all terrific, beautiful, wondrous creations. They should all be treated equally with respect, and we should be given, you know, the abilities to live life to the fullest and enjoy ourselves and, you know, be very happy and successful, you know, pursue the whatever things we need in life. And that's fine and good. But I will say that the moment that we achieve artificial intelligence, I will be standing at the voting booth like no robots. I'm sorry. You can't vote. Robots can't run for president. None of that.
You're a racist.
Against robots?
Yes. That doesn't make it better.
If the robots are like Baymax, I'm on board.
So you're anti-Baymax?
Oh, I'm pro-Baymax.
Oh.
Baymax is Bay.
What is Baymax? Okay.
But it's Big Hero 6.
Oh, I'm just sitting here very confused. Well, like Baymax?
Have you seen it?
I have not yet, but I mean to.
It's good. It's fun. You should check it out.
It's great.
I don't know, I was watching Chappie recently, and I was like, I don't know about this robot. This robot shouldn't be given human rights.
You know he's not a real robot, right?
No, it's a documentary. It really happened.
The Transformers, they're real. They should have voting rights.
Maybe. Okay.
I would
hey,
vote for Optimus Prime.
are you saying that Optimus Prime may or may not be your running mate?
He may be my choice for Speaker of the House.
Wow, it's quite a bold choice.
Yeah,
I don't even know if the president can appoint them.
I don't think so. I'm sure they have to be like in the House first, and then they have to be voted on by the other representatives.
But then Optimus Prime is in the House. Raise the roofs.
He in the House. Anyway.
Yep. New segment in which we have a guest on the show, who will. You know, teach us a thing or two about something new. We'll kind of broaden our outlook on the world. So, for the inaugural edition of Learn Down for What, we've got the one and only Ms. Fizzbiz to teach us about MASH. Not the sitcom, not the British food stuff that we don't know what it is. the weird schoolyard game.
I'm sure, so, it's just mashed potatoes, by the way.
She lived in the UK for a while, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. See, Brian, she knows.
Okay. That was one of those things that I was just willfully ignorant of because I didn't want the magic to be ruined. It's like, it could be anything. What is it?
Well, at least that one makes sense. I do not understand why bangers are bangers.
Me neither. Ask Miley Cyrus.
I know they call tennis shoes trainers, and I've always really enjoyed that. Anyway, Ms. Fizzbiz, tell us about the creation and the history of MASH.
Well, Brian,
you're cutting in and out, and it's hilarious.
I'm cutting out. Am I still cutting out?
Okay, no, you're back now.
Okay. Well, good, because I totally messed up. Anyway. Well, Wikipedia says MASH is a I'm not meant to read this sentence.
Aren't you supposed to be teaching us?
I like the way that they describe it. It says, a two-player paper-and-pencil game commonly played by preteens intended to predict one's future.
And we are going to play it.
Obviously, because we're all preteens.
I know
why. And we want to know what's going to happen to us when we grow up.
I'm pre-113.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be called? Like a censure teen?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good. I'd go with that.
Bilbo?
Yeah, we're all just called Bilbos.
In The Hobbit, wasn't Bilbo turning like 111?
I think so. I know he was really old.
He was like a century preteen.
Yeah, so we'll go with that. Century preteen. Century preteen. I don't know. Anyway.
Century preteen. Centaur teen.
Ooh, that'd be
cool.
That's
a different thing.
I would read a book about teenage centaurs.
That'd be way better than Twilight.
Probably, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, anyway, MASH is a staple of every young girl's elementary and middle school experience, at least in my lifetime. I don't know if the kids these days still play it, but back in my day... It was essential to predicting your future fortune in life. All the important things, like who you would marry, where you would live, what kind of car you would have, how many kids you would have, and if you would live in the title MASH, mansion, apartment, shack, or house.
Oh.
Hmm. This does sound interesting. And it's, of course, this is very scientific and 100% accurate. Is that correct?
Yes. It's all based on drawing a circle until someone says stop, and then you count the number of lines to the outside of the circle, so it's very scientific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, sounds good to me. That checks out.
As scientific as tarot cards.
All right. Sounds very interesting. Can we do a live demonstration here on the podcast just to get a sense of how this thing works?
Yes. Hold on. I need to pull up ilovemash.com again.
This is about the TV show.
Not on my phone because it crashed my phone last time.
Are we allowed to add new topics like dream podcast to guest host?
Well, ilovemash.com doesn't have that, but we could substitute one of these other categories. Okay, yeah. Here's the categories. Here's the categories they have. Girls / boys, which I suppose is either or, unless you want a smattering of both. Pick your poison. Cars, colors, which I guess colors is for the color of the cars. At least I hope that's what it is.
I'm going to guess what my favorite color is.
Occupation, number of kids, and country/state, I guess, where you want to live.
Yeah, let's change some of those.
All right, cool. So we need
to.
I never liked
number of kids because I am not really of that mindset. So I always wanted to put zero for all of them. So we could switch that one.
We'll change that one to what kind of food you want to be.
To be.
Yeah, if you were a giant food.
You aspire to be.
Yeah.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a pizza.
Ooh, what kind?
I don't know. It's Italian. It's the beginning of my Pizza Goodfellas remake.
I have not seen that.
Goodfellas Pizza.
Are they going to remake that one in a female version and call it the Goodbellas?
Yep, Goodbellas. All female Goodfellas.
And it'll be about the girls from Pitch Perfect?
Yeah, that as well. Of course, Ben. They're called the Bellas. Get on board, man.
Well, you would
popular
know.
Popular culture and such.
You promoted it a couple weeks ago.
Did I?
Pitch Perfect 2. Like the weekend
really
before
good.
It came out, you started talking about Pitch Perfect.
I probably did. You know what? Because, I hear it's good. I haven't seen the first one, but I thought about just going to see the second one regardless.
Megan said it was good.
The first one is better.
That's why. I didn't want the expectation to be
John
there.
John Hodgman in it.
Wait, the second one has John Hodgman in it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm on board. They should have put that on the poster. I would have been there day one.
I don't think he was in the first one, but he was definitely in the second one. Because I was probably the only person in the theater staring at him the whole time he was on the screen.
Yeah, my rationale behind it is the sequel is, of course, not going to be as good as the original. So I'm going to see the sequel first and be like, yeah, that was kind of fun. And then work backwards and watch the original.
Tell that to Spider-Man 2.
Oh, the Sam Raimi?
Yeah.
Not Amazing
not
Spider-Man 2?
Not Amazing Spider-Man 2, although I like that one also. But Spider-Man 2, Sam Raimi, that was a good one. Doc Ock and all that.
Say that to The Dark Knight.
Ah. I thought your favorite was Begins.
Yeah, I think it's a better movie.
I hate origin stories.
Say that to Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. That is a much better sequel. Although I do like the original a lot.
Say it to Iron Man 3?
I like it more than two.
I like three.
I like three more than two.
The kid from Iron Man 3 was in Jurassic World.
Chris Pratt? You just call him that
what?
Kid?
well, it's the kid from Iron Man 3 first.
Oh, right.
And Chris
okay,
Pratt was
sorry.
Not in that. Oh, anyway, what other topics should we do for MASH?
I think we should go, MASH Classic all the way.
All the
classic
way?
Classic flavored MASH across the sky.
All
and
right.
Who's going to go first?
Brian. Only Brian. No.
Okay, all right. I'll go first. What do I do? Did I just say when to stop?
Okay. First, you have to tell me three of each category. Although this says make sure to list five under each category, but it only gives me three spots. So,
that does seem
think
pretty
of that
broad.
What you will.
Okay.
So
what's the first category?
Girls/boys.
Okay, all right. Number one, Angela Lansbury.
Oh, no.
With a bullet.
What, are you shooting her?
What? No, never.
Angela Lansbury with a bullet.
This isn't Clue. It's not choose who you'll murder and how and where.
For girls,
no,
she
has Clue.
They didn't ask for a hit list, Brian.
She has the bullet because she solved a murder. And this was the murder weapon, a bullet.
Number two, Regis with the rope.
Nobody would have ever suspected. Okay, number two. Who is number two? I'm going to go with the... I'm just looking around my room thinking that's going to help me. Hey, there we go. Number two, Princess Leia. There it is. Star Wars poster, Princess Leia.
She's not real.
Okay. And number three is Chris Pratt. Okay, there we go. There's the three.
Oh no, my thing just backed out. Hold on. It backed out of the browser. I'm doing it on my Kindle and it's kind of unreliable. Also, I don't know how to spell Princess Leia. For some reason.
Just type in Star Wars.
L E I A.
L I E A. Yeah, that sounds right. Or is it L E I A?
Yeah, or else it'd be Lie A.
Princess Lie A.
Is it, yeah, L E I and then A. Oh, I'm going to go to Hawaii and get a lei. A.
Ah, lei. Princess lei.
Princess
okay,
Leia.
Okay, so Angela Lansbury, Princess yep. Leia, and Chris Pratt.
Yes.
All right, I need three cars, unless you want to change that category.
No, cars is good. Number one is going to be the Flintstones car.
One is Mater the truck from Cars.
No, definitely not. Number two is the Batmobile.
Ooh.
And number three is Kit from Knight Rider.
DeLorean?
Oh, you're right. I really goofed on that one. DeLorean should have made the list.
I was waiting for that one.
I'll let you have the DeLorean,
Ben. You can substitute. I haven't typed it yet.
Okay, the last one is the Time Machine from Back to the Future. Not just the DeLorean, specifically the Time Machine from Back to the Future.
Which the movies, though? The one that can fly?
I'm going to go with the one, end of Back to the Future 1, the Mr. Fusion flying one, not the weird, although I kind of like the one from the beginning of 3 where it has like the really big tires on it. That's fun too.
For off-roading in your DeLorean?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then the train one's kind of dumb. Yeah, okay. Flying Mr. Fusion variant is the one I have in mind.
Should I be recording all this?
Wait, are you not recording any of this?
No, I'm recording. This is exciting. I can't wait to see how your life is going to end up.
Oh, man, me too.
This tells you the truth. Just like a Ouija board.
Yeah, exactly. People in jury duty have very strong opinions on Ouija boards.
Did that come up in the trial?
No. I mean, when we go to break, we can't talk about the trial. So people talk about weird things.
Why Ouija boards?
They're talking about ghosts and stuff, and then somebody's like, I don't like Ouija boards. It's like, yeah, they're creepy. I'm like, do you guys have a problem against Hasbro? I don't.
You know, they make a new Ouija board that's supernatural themed.
Do you have strong Ouija board opinions as well? Are you, like, strictly anti-Hasbro?
I'm strictly anti-creepy things. I can't watch. My boyfriend watches Supernatural, and from everything I've heard about that show, I think it would be awesome, but I can't watch scary things.
Oh, it is awesome.
At least not that scary of things.
So, did you get all of the cars?
Yes. Flintstones, Batmobile, and DeLorean.
All right, what's next? I'm excited.
The next category is colors, so if you want to change that, I think it's just the color of your car, which, considering that the Flintstones, the Batmobile, and the DeLorean already have colors, I feel like that's irrelevant anyway.
Okay, can we make it the classic MASH, mansion, apartment, shack?
What's already in there, I think.
Housing development, is that already in there?
I think it already has that, at least I hope so.
Okay. What would the new
it
category
It doesn't
be?
Explicitly state it, but it should be.
Dream podcast to co-host on.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, all right. So, do I have to make up podcasts?
No,
is that the idea behind it?
No, ones that exist that you could be on. Maybe as a permanent host.
Okay. Mannerscast 2.0. The remannering.
I think it has to exist still.
Okay, all right.
Serial.
Yep. guys, look out for me in season 2 of Serial.
That's not a good sign.
What? No, I'm the host.
You're like, look out for me on season 2 of Serial.
but in like a really positive way. Oh, man. I don't know. You brought this dream podcast category. Do you have anything in mind?
I have no idea. You always talk about podcasts to me that I don't listen to.
Well, none that I want to host, because all the podcasts I listen to are perfect. I would just ruin them.
What if you more perfected them?
That's not, no, that doesn't hold up.
Oh. What if they're just really cool people that you wanted to talk to?
Yeah. Like the Kevin Smith podcast.
Which one? He's got so many.
Pick all of them as your choices.
Talk salad and scrambled eggs, Frasier Reconsidered.
Got to make a decision.
Okay, here we go. Number one, the Ingenuity Show. Put me on there.
You already did that one, though.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
It was a dream.
Oh, no. Number two, Fresh Air. Put me on Fresh Air. All the ones I'm looking at are just NPR shows, like The Treatment with Elvis Mitchell. But if it were like The Treatment with Elvis Mitchell and Brian, it would be terrible.
I would listen to that, though.
Okay, do I need three of them, right? Is that the whole idea behind this?
Lost Unlocked.
Yep, put me on Lost and Locked. put me on the Better Call Saul Insider podcast, and I can talk about how they made the show.
Yeah. You could ask the questions.
And This American Life, that's all of them.
Wait, that's four.
What, did I say four?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have the Ingenuity Show, Fresh Air, and then you said the Better Call Saul, or I can put the other one.
No, it's good. Yeah, three. That's excellent.
Okay, occupation.
All right. Number one, professional vigilante.
Ooh.
Of course.
You don't get paid for that, do you?
If I'm a professional vigilante, I can be.
Who pays you?
You won't be a vigilante anymore
the city? Okay,
you just be like a heavy-duty cop or something.
You really need to watch more of Arrow if that's how you think that works.
Yeah, Brian, watch the good parts of Arrow.
I started season two the other day. I just skipped right to season two.
At least watch the finale of one.
It was a bad idea. I don't know what's going on. He's back on the island. It's very confusing.
Spoiler.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, number one, advertising executive back in the 1960s.
Well, if you had the DeLorean, so, that'll work.
Don Draper.
And Don Draper. Number two, U.S. Marshal. And number three is RoboCop.
The profession of RoboCop?
Yeah, it would be a RoboCop.
So you would be a robotic cop. So you would be part of the problem of the robotic era being ushered in.
Yeah, Brian.
Robots can be cops, but not in government.
Hey, man, I'd be one of those self-hating RoboCops.
At what point are you more machine than man and can no longer vote?
I would abstain from voting because that's part of the package when you become a RoboCop.
Do you think people with prosthetic legs are robots now and they shouldn't vote? Is that what you're saying, Brian?
I don't think I said that.
Well, I don't know. You didn't specify at what point.
Yana, I object. He's leading the witness.
Does that happen a lot at your jury?
I hear that. I hear that so much. You can't lead the witness, Ben. You
can't lead him on. That's just mean.
You can lead him to water, but you can't make him drink.
That's true. They probably should drink, though, or else they're going to die.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Next topic.
Not wrong.
Number of kids. You can change that if you
okay. Zero. Zero.
And
or
34. 27. 27.
It's a real gamble, that one.
All right. Well, the last category is country/state.
All right, so country/state.
Where you want to live.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the island from Lost.
Why would you want to live there?
Because it's beautiful.
It's a terrible place.
It would heal my ailments.
To be fair, the rules of this game on this webpage, ilovemash.com, actually says, to make the game more amusing, make sure to throw in the names of things that would make you utterly miserable. So I think we're on the right track.
That's pretty
good. Yeah. All right. See, it's the 27 kids thing's really gonna burn me.
On the Lost Island.
Well, at least I'd be printing plenty of room.
Yeah, true. But how are you going to catch all that boar by yourself when you're having children with Chris Pratt?
Then you better be a RoboCop.
Yeah.
Another location.
Yep, another location.
Another location. I'm going to go with Twin Peaks.
All right.
One more.
And the last one is Tulsa.
Why? The knife crime capital of America?
The knife crime capital of America, Tulsa. No, I don't want Tulsa. I want to live in Stars Holler. That's where I want to live.
Oh, too late. I already clicked submit. Going to the next page.
Now you have to go to Tulsa.
If it says Tulsa, I'm going to know that really it's Star Taller.
It's loading.
So does it actually, the website, I guess, is probably just going to spit out the results. There's no writing.
It lets me pick a number. It says start and stop. So you can tell me when to stop. Okay. I'll hit start. And this is to choose the number that it uses.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Wait, stop. I don't think it actually started.
It's live radio, folks. Live radio.
Edited radio.
Oh, right. Oh, man, this whole segment's going to be like a nice tight 4 minutes in the final version.
I should have just done this on a piece of paper, probably.
Technology, you foiled us again.
Because I don't think it's starting.
Have you been to this website? Oh, the left side is just a bunch of, like, smiling teenage boys.
Yeah, there's, like, a picture of what looks like generic teenage boys. I thought the first one was Justin Timberlake, but I don't think so.
I thought the first one's Justin Bieber. Is it a young Michael Jackson further down or not?
Oh, maybe.
Here's your chance to feel like a prepubescent girl.
I'm pretty sure one of them is Tony Danza.
What? I gotta check this website out now.
The black and white one.
It does look kind of like that. And right above him, looks like just some kid I would see on a YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's kind of like vague YouTube looking guy.
Yeah.
This is not starting.
Yeah, this one of these guys is definitely Scott Baio.
Baio.
The third one down looks like Kirk Cameron.
And I just spelled Chris Pratt with two S's for some reason.
And a K. K-R-I-S-S. Pratt.
Okay, I can change Tulsa to Twin... I mean, to Star Hollow now.
All right.
We're back.
So I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way, and I'm going to draw the swirl, and you tell me when to stop. So I'm going to start...
A handcrafted artisanal mash.
I'm going to start now.
Okay. I'm going to say... Stop.
Okay.
That dead air is going to be confusing.
Okay, 9 is the number of things across. Yep. Okay, so now I go through and I cross off every 9th thing. I think starting with the M and MASH. So I'm going to go through and check things off here.
Oh, Brian, that's every 3rd thing.
No.
That's Chris Pratt. And start also.
Batmobile's gone.
Oh, man. Oh, this game's rough.
1-0 kid is gone.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
This is like Deal or No Deal.
Princess Leia's gone.
What? Wait a minute.
RoboCop's gone.
Rest in peace, RoboCop.
House is gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, your job is Don Draper.
Ooh.
Yes!
Oh, your girl is Chris Pratt.
Wait, what? Okay.
Twin Peaks is out of the running.
Good, I really didn't want to live there.
It's a pretty creepy place.
Better Call Saul is gone.
Uh-oh.
Your car is the Flintstone car.
Oh, man. You know he's probably pretty good at driving that Flintstones car.
Chris Pratt.
It's ripped.
S, the shack is out of the running. You only have mansion or apartment left
now you can't
for
marry
housing
the shack.
Options.
Shack is gone.
Living in Shack's mansion.
Your podcast is Fresh Air.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Your place is Stars Hollow.
Ooh.
Oh, mansion's gone, so you're living in an apartment.
This sounds like a very sensible life. I really enjoy how this is shaping up.
except you're gonna have 27 kids in that apartment.
No.
So here's how your life's gonna shake out, Brian. You're gonna be living in an apartment with Chris Pratt.
Like roommates, like platonic best friends.
I don't know, you have 27 kids.
With 27 kids, with a Flintstone car, on the Fresh Air podcast in Stars Hollow as Don Draper.
How much advertising executive do you get to do there in Stars Hollow?
In Stars Hollow? Yeah, I don't think they even have billboards.
You can advertise for Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, come on. Chris Pratt, that dude sells himself. He doesn't need...
Well, how do you like your life, Brian?
You know what? I'm a little bummed out about the 27 kids. It's a lot of kids. But, you know, Stars Hollow seems like a nice place to raise 27 kids if you have to raise that many kids.
How are you going
to
have room in the apartment?
I don't know. Maybe it's a really big apartment? Or is it like
you
a...
You
can do like
what Luke did and break out the wall with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lots of walls.
I'll pretty much have to break every wall.
Find an entire apartment building and break out every single wall.
Well, that's what Luke bought the building next door and smashed into
that. Yeah. Yes, he's gonna do that, Brian.
Okay, I can do that. And, you know, it's a lot of kids. Stars Hollow's a nice place. You know, admin. It's
Flintstone's
fine
car?
Profession. Yeah, Flintstone's car. We got
fresh air.
Yeah, I get to host Fresh Air, where every week I interview Chris Pratt. Welcome to Fresh Air. Chris, I can't help but notice you drank the last of the milk and didn't buy any new milk. What up with that?
Oh, that was Kid 17.
Wait, they don't even have names, they have numbers?
Well, I don't know what you're going to name all 27 kids. Brian, what are you going to name all 27 kids?
I'm glad you asked, Ben. There's Dancer and Prancer and Dopey and Grumpy, Rudolph, Devin, Matthew,
wait, how many
McConaughey.
Letters, how many letters are in the alphabet? You could do one for each letter. Or is that 26?
That's 26. And, well, one could be and.
No, no, 26.
It could be
26.
Question mark like that Lost episode.
Yeah.
they're all named after a number, and then the last one's just named 5.
Weird Lost reference.
Is that a Lost reference?
Oh, because Boone's name was going to be 5.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were just doing a bizarre reference to Lost.
No, not intentionally, but I'm sure on some level I knew exactly what I was doing.
All right, so should we play something, another round, or just give up?
Ben,
well,
Ben.
I can.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, my friend.
I need a few different topics because I am already married.
How about...
Hey.
I want the food one. What food I will grow up to be.
Okay, here. I'll give you topics.
And one of the topics should be, what's your relationship to Chris Pratt? Is he your best friend? Is he your butler? Is he your boss?
Why would he be my butler? I would be his butler.
Okay, so who is your dream celebrity roommate?
Chris Pratt. Well, that way I will live in the same apartment building with 27 children. And Brian and Chris Pratt.
That is not an apartment I would want to live in.
No. Maybe they live on a different floor entirely, all the children. There's the children's floor, and then there's, like, the grown-up floor. Who else is really cool? Batman?
Okay.
Sure, yeah, Batman.
Well, slash Bruce Wayne. I don't want to just live in the cave.
Slash Chris Pratt as Batman.
Chris Pratt-man.
We're big. Yeah, Pratt-man. Yeah. Pratman Begins. I'd pay $20 to see that in the theater.
Pratman Crothers.
As it turns out, we're big Pratt heads here on the show.
is that like parrot heads?
Yeah, Pratt for heads? Chris Pratt. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's two. Who else?
Need one more.
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Oh, no.
I have to have someone bad on there. I do not want a room with her.
Mama June? That's is that her it. Name? Yeah, I'm yeah. really, I'm really a sad for myself that I know that.
I could have known that from watching The Soup, but I do not remember.
I want to unknow that.
You want to, like, Eternal Sunshine, that out of your brain?
Yes, just that.
Well, according to the last podcast that is posting the same day we were recording this, so you haven't heard it yet, Brian and I want to learn how to erase people's memories.
I don't remember saying that.
You said it about...
selectively, like Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, selectively. I think... Well, Brian, you wanted to steal everyone's hard drive of the tainted podcast and then erase people's memories of having listened to it.
I want to have the memory of listening to it.
I can email you the clip someday.
Okay, here's your next category. What food do you want to be?
Yes. a donut. A giant donut for the first one. Oh, because I am like human-sized, right? Not like donut-sized.
Sure.
I want to be like a human-sized donut.
Okay, so giant donut.
A giant donut. Ooh, what else would be delicious? Well, I shouldn't be too delicious.
You don't want to eat yourself.
No, but
you don't want to be a cannibal.
I like dogs. Dogs and children running up to like eat parts of my donut. That sounds wrong.
Don't say parts of my donut.
We wouldn't get to eat all of me. Let's see. Brian, name a random food. That's disgusting.
Kool-Aid Man.
What? That's. See, if I was made of Kool-Aid, I wouldn't have the pitcher. I would just be a blob of Kool-Aid.
Grapefruit.
Oh, that's boring. Something disgusting. Pig's hooves.
It is disgusting.
Well, I can't just be a pile of pig's hooves. That doesn't work. A giant pickle. I hate pickles.
Okay. Giant donut, giant pickle, one more.
And then a regular-sized olive.
That would be terrible. I don't want that. Not a fish stick. I'm going to go with a slice of pepperoni pizza. Not the whole pizza, just a slice.
Just one slice, okay. A human-sized slice or a normal-sized slice? Okay. I just wrote human slice pep pizza. Something I hoped I would never write.
I hope someone finds this match in your room.
Yeah, like 10 years from now.
You're like, what is wrong with you?
When I'm famous.
What does any of this mean? Oh, when you're president?
just make a time capsule and put only that sheet of paper in it.
What did it mean?
Okay, your next category
What does
is...
this tell us about former the old world? What does it mean?
What does this tell us about our current president?
Oh, yeah.
Best president of all time. Okay, your next category is fantasy pet.
Oh, a cat, a dog, and a hamster.
That's not fantasy.
Okay, is that a Fanta I see?
You can't have a Fanta for a pet.
Oh. Okay, pets. Probably can't have, like, a human.
No, not that kind of fantasy.
A human centipede.
No.
Well, that would be all three in one anyway. I don't want that. Some kind of tame dragon. I don't know any tame dragons. I don't want a dragon. Like, I don't like flying.
What's a dragon?
I feel like a roller coaster if I'm flying around.
Like a How to Train Your Dragon? Those are cool.
Yeah, get toothless.
But I'll probably get sick while flying. I'll end up throwing up all over him and he'll get mad.
Then the point of a fantasy pet is that in this fantasy you don't get sick.
I thought it was just that it doesn't exist, but I want one. Like, okay, like...
Well, yeah, that too.
Like a Lil Sebastian type, but a unicorn.
Okay, Lil Unicorn.
Yeah, Lil Unicorn. That's one. I think that'd be kind of cool, riding around a tiny unicorn on roller skates.
The unicorn is on roller skates, or you are?
I wear the roller skates to give it extra little wheel boosts. Does a butler count as a pet?
No humans.
Okay, so I can't have Alfred.
No humanoids or humans.
Okay. Oh, this is hard then. Does Chewbacca count as humanoid?
No. Okay. I will accept Chewbacca. Although yeah, I think he might feel a little condescended to calling him a pet.
He's probably Han's pet, but Han doesn't want to say it to his face.
That's... I mean, he probably figured it out. If you look at the last scene of A New Hope, he doesn't get the medal. Like, everybody else gets a medal. Chewie's just there.
Exactly. Aww. That sash he's wearing, that's actually a collar.
I thought it was a space bandolier.
Well, that's how Chewbacca's wear their collars. Or Wookiees, not
Doesn't
Chewbacca.
Your cat have a Chewbacca collar?
It does. She does. She does have that. And my last pet is going to be a toothless zombie.
A Garfield.
Garfield will eat all my lasagna and be like a jerk to me.
Is Marcel, Ross's pet monkey from Friends.
Didn't he go evil?
I think he became a movie star. Yeah.
I thought he was kind of like a jerk, though. After he became
all
famous.
All monkeys are jerks.
That's true.
Well, I mean, that's only in Friends. He shows back up in season 3 of Joey.
Tell me my third one is King Kong.
All right. From one end of the spectrum to the other. Little unicorn to King Kong.
Exactly.
A little King Kong and a giant miniature horse.
Whoa.
Okay. I need at least one more category.
My relationship to Chris Pratt.
yep.
Sure.
I'm his butler.
Is he your accountant? Are you twins, but not the identical kind, like the fraternal kind.
Oh, I thought you meant like the kind from that
like Kermit and Fozzie in that one Muppet movie.
Which one's that?
Where people couldn't tell them apart unless one of them had a hat on.
That's racist. All Muppets look alike.
One's a frog and one's a bear.
I haven't seen that one. Sounds like a good joke, though.
I thought you meant like.
I think it's.
Was it?
I want to say it's from Muppets Take Manhattan. Or maybe it's the Muppet movie. I think it's the Muppet movie.
No, it's not the Muppet movie. I would know that. It's the only one I've seen.
Maybe it's The Great Muppet Caper. I don't know.
Maybe it's Muppet Treasure Island.
I need to research this further.
Muppet research.
My Muppet knowledge is not up to snuff at the moment.
Snuffleupagus is a Muppet. Chris Pratt is my BFF.
Okay, was the first one really Butler?
Yeah, I want to be his Butler, not my Butler. I'd feel weird if he were my Butler.
His Butler.
I'm already going to have a pet Chewbacca to be my Butler.
Okay, second one is BFF.
Yeah, third one.
What's the third?
He is a hitman out to kill me.
Well, that's going to be really unfortunate if he's your roommate then.
Yes, I'll be dodging bullets left and right. Hope those children don't get killed.
Okay, so we have roommate, food that you want to be, pet, and your relationship to Chris Pratt.
Yes. And then you draw a circle and I say, like, stop or something?
Yes, and I'm going to start now.
Stop.
Oh, okay. That's...
If you got one, would you have to
three.
Redo it? Three.
Three, you got three. So, this is going to be quick on the shack.
I want seven.
Batman is out.
Oh.
Giant Pickle's out.
Oh, thank God.
Chewbacca's out.
Oh, Chewbacca.
BFF is out.
No, I'm scared. He's going to kill me.
Apartment's out.
Oh, is it not in a shack or an apartment?
Well, your roommate is Chris Pratt.
Yes. Hey, I'm hanging out with you, Brian. How you doing?
You're good, man. I'm good.
King Kong.
Oh no. Where do I keep him?
In your shack, because that's where you live.
What does Chris Pratt migrate between the shack and the house? Migrate.
Chris Pratt is your hitman.
No! Shacks are tiny. Where am I supposed to hide?
Probably in a pizza box, because you're a human slice of pepperoni pizza.
He's gonna eat me.
So. To recap, you will live in a shack with your roommate, Chris Pratt. You will be a human-sized slice of pepperoni pizza with a pet of King Kong, and Chris Pratt is your hitman. And by your hitman, I'm in the hitman that's hired to kill you.
Oh no. Brian, did you hire him?
No, I have no idea. In fact, this once I find out that Chris Pratt has your blood on his hands, it's going to cause a real strain in our platonic romance.
Oh, no, this is good. Maybe I live in the shack right outside, like the gardening shed or something of the apartment building. This did not go well.
I think it turned out pretty fine.
I do not approve of MASH.
Oh.
Well, I think that's enough MASH.
Yeah, I think
we've learned. We've learned a lot today.
We've learned that MASH is pretty cool. So let's head on to the feedback.
Sounds.
The mail's here.
Mail time.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
Welcome to the listener feedback portion of the show. If you'd like to contact us, we encourage you to send us an email to happycastfeedback@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to leave a voicemail, our number is 77HappyNun. That is 77HappyNun. Call us anytime. Leave a message. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We're on the Instagrams. Pinterest us. Friendster. Foursquare.
Flickr.
Yes.
YouTube. All. I think we are on YouTube, but we don't post anything.
All these things. Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you want to help the show out, leave an iTunes review or tell a friend. And that does it. No feedback this week.
Wait, what?
What?
We
have feedback?
We got double the feedback we had last week.
So two?
Yes. Well, last week, didn't we only have tweets? So we would have, like, a lot of tweets.
Good point. Okay,
well,
all right.
Considering your podcast came out, like, right before we recorded this one.
Yeah, two's pretty impressive.
About? Well, we recorded this next time. Or next Monday. Well, this Monday. Today is next Monday.
We did record it next time.
All right, so first up, we have Wootington.
Ah, Sir Wootington III. What does the old boy have to say?
He says he thinks he missed the deadline again. Well, he didn't. He's actually incredibly early. I guess this time it depends. But here is what is making me happy, what is bumming me out, and everything in between at the moment. I would also like to recant my previous bum patrol of entropy. That was supposed to be a joke, but I decided to go with it anyway. That was a bad decision. Allow me to reset the bummer bar from this day forward. No, sorry, Woot. You destroyed Bumper Patrol forever. Happy Hour.
To be fair, I thought it was pretty funny.
It was.
Go ahead.
It was funny. Happy Hour, rediscovering music. This is a broad topic, but I'm going to give it a shot. Recently, I've realized there are two musical acts that I now enjoy as an adult that I recall loathing as a teenager. Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj.
Wait. When was he a teenager?
That was a lie anyway. The Police and Kenny Loggins.
Oh, hey, all right.
That's their equivalent. I know, right? What was I thinking? I'm not sure where the hate came from. The Police, maybe he was hearing them on the radio too much. Loggins, I have no idea. But my Netflix Picks pilot episode really changed the tone of me on the old Loggins. And I've been enjoying perusing his catalog outside of Danger Zone and Footloose. I had a similar realization months back with the 80s hit Our House by Madness. I don't remember it being an awesome song, but it totally is. Go check it out! Can't wait to see what I rediscover next. Any comments?
I'm envious of the situation he described. It sounds really cool to come back upon something that you kind of weren't into as a kid, but somehow, like, time has shifted your perspective. It sounds like a cool experience. I've not had it happen to myself in terms of music, but I'll keep an eye out for it. Or an ear, rather.
Whoa. Well, that's until we do visibleaudio.com.
Yep, music you can see.
Bumper Patrol, proprietary software. So, a little backstory. Last year, I purchased a satellite package that shall remain nameless for two main reasons. He purchased it for two main reasons. It's not going to remain
baseball.
Nameless for two main reasons. To watch live sports. Mm-hmm. And what's the other one, Brian?
Those like hundreds of like music channels that TV packages have where like you're watching radio. Is that what he's into?
to DVR every episode of The Simpsons during the Every Simpsons Ever marathon on FXX, which I did. If you're curious, it literally took the entire storage space of 1 terabyte. I had 1% left.
All right, a terabyte of The Simpsons. I love it.
Whilst setting up, I asked the technician if I could hook up an external drive to the DVR and drag over my recordings via the USB port, and he said that it was possible. 1 year and 571 episodes of The Simpsons later, I decided to try it since I am moving soon. No luck. I looked online and saw that the recordings are encoded a specific way to ensure that this cannot happen. Now, I know this is my fault for not researching properly first. I know that this company has every right to do this, but I am literally so bummed that after having access to every Simpsons ever that I am now going to lose him. Boo Earns.
Yeah, I can't imagine. That's it's making me legitimately sad, man. To have access to every Simpsons ever. That's the dream, right? I'd pay like a monthly subscription service just for that, like $7.99 a month, every Simpsons ever.
That'd be pretty cool. Netflix pick, Raising Hope. I remember thinking the idea for this show sounded dumb when it originally aired. As always, I was wrong. I am perennially late to the party when it comes to the TV. This is made by the same people that did The Great My Name Is Earl. I haven't seen that. And this show might be even better. Goofy, smart, irreverent, and sweet all at the same time. This show follows Jimmy, a lazy 20-something going nowhere, who impregnates a serial killer in the pilot episode. What?
Yes, yeah, that's what the show's about. Keep going.
Did not know that. Most of the plot follows how he and his parents and great-grandmother help raise this baby, all while trying to hold down low-income jobs and take care of their senile mama. That description may not be the best, but I assure you the show is worth your time. Nope, I really like that office-style balance of absurd humor and really sweet moments, and Raising Hope has plenty of those, including one in the pilot that had me hooked on the series instantly. If you're looking for a fun ride, give it a shot. Only 4 seasons, but every season finale was written as if it was the end, so it always feels as if the show ends on a good note. If you're wondering who it stars, there aren't a lot of big names, but the two that I knew instantly were Martha Plimpton, of the Goonies fame, and the legendary Cloris Leachman. The end.
That also has great character actor Garrett Dillahunt, who is great in a lot of things. You might know him from Looper, No Country for Old Men. He was on the last season of Justified.
Who is he?
Really great. He's an actor who lives in Los Angeles.
Oh,
and
who
every
was
now
in
and
Justified?
Then. He was the guy with the beard. He was old beardy.
Hill person?
Not the hill person. The guy that was working for Sam Elliott.
Oh.
The guy that was like the sub bad
guy.
Oh,
that guy. I recognized. Okay. Old beardy man. Okay, I got it.
Yep. Old beardy face. Yeah, great Netflix recommendation. I back it up 100%. I watched that show as it was airing and then kind of dropped off and haven't seen the last season yet. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's a good Breaking Bad episode in there.
I haven't seen that or Earl.
What? What do you mean a Breaking Bad episode? I don't remember. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, yeah. I've seen the whole show. I also second the third recommendation.
Well, I'll have to watch it after I finish Dexter.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. In fact, I want to thank you for reminding me that I have not finished that show. I should check out the final season.
Thank you, the Wootinator. You have changed our lives immeasurably.
For the better.
Hopefully.
In my case.
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know yet. We do have one more email, and this one is readable by Fizz if she wishes.
Okay.
I put it in the Skype.
Hold on. Oh no, my rival.
Yes. Well, that means you can make it sound as terrible as possible. Which it won't be hard because just look how it's written.
Okay. So, I'm assuming this is from The New Today.
It indeed is.
And it reads, Yo-Yo Burn and Burn. My happy hour for this week is bats. I don't know, they're just really cute. Like, they remind me of furry little babies and dinosaurs at the same time. Dinosaurs. I'd like a baby bat who doesn't have rabies and likes people. Well, just me. So she doesn't want a bat that will snub her, is what I'm getting from this.
Fifth grader there in the middle.
I'd hook it up with little capes. That seems unnecessary since it has wings. Or a hoodie with holes for the wings. So she wants to cripple it.
Yes.
That'd be so stupid cute.
And it would be that. It would be so stupid. You're right, Caitlin. Slash the new today.
My bummer patrol is when people try to give good reasons for defending things, but their facts are completely wrong. Key every pappy. Like, go to retirement homes and seek out the pappies and key them. The new today.
Maybe don't do that.
So she is recognizing recommending crippling animals, keeping unsanitary animals as pets, and elder abuse.
Yeah.
So
vote for her.
Vote new today, 2022 or whatever that year is that we're running.
I think it's 2020, right, Brian?
Oh yeah.
In 2024
site, it's 2020.
Right, yes.
Hindsight's 2020.
I'm gonna have to do some real damage control on the New Today for President campaign.
She probably should run this by you, her campaign manager, first.
Yeah, you're really gonna need to spin this.
Good luck, Brian.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
I guess that we're done. Let's close
That's
out
it.
This thing.
End so of the show.
While you guys were reading that other email, I did a mash for myself.
Yeah.
Would All you right. like to hear the results?
Yes.
I will be living in a shack with the Flash.
Ooh.
From the TV show The Flash. with a Mitsubishi Eclipse as my car. I will be a singer in San Diego, and my pet will be Lil Bub.
Oh, of course.
Hey,
Lil Bub.
All right. Okay, now be honest. Were all three pets Little Bub? Is that how that worked?
No, the other two were Penguin and Otter.
Okay, all right.
Brian,
I have the written evidence.
Brian, who is this Little Bub you spoke of? I don't know any Little Bubs.
No, Little Bub.
I know Lil Bubs.
Lil Bub.
That's what
like
I'm saying.
Lil
I'm saying
Sebastian.
Little Bubs.
I've never heard of a Little Bub. Maybe a little
Bub.
If
you follow me on Twitter, you know who Lil Bub is, because that's all I
do. And all about
Lil Bub. Sometimes I'm like, do I follow Lil Bub? Like, oh, no, these are just retweets.
You're welcome.
No,
Anne likes
them. I do thank you.
She favorites them.
I thank you 100% because it brightens up my Twitter feed, but I'm not secure enough in my masculinity to follow Lil Bub myself. So it just finds its way in there. It's like, I can't stop these cat pictures.
I'll start sending you daily pictures of our three kittens.
No, that's cool, Ben. I only want like internet famous cats in my Twitter feed.
These could be internet famous.
They're not. Those are common cats.
One likes pooping on the bathroom rug. All right. Well, the end.
Is it like a storybook ending now?
Yep.
So special thanks to today's guest, Ms. Fizzbiz. Thank you very much.
For teaching you how not to be a bad person.
You're welcome.
And also teaching us how to play MASH.
Oh, yeah.
So that does it for this week. We thank you for joining us. Until next time, remember, keep
stay
happy.
MASH.
So that's the show. We've concluded. I think things went as they always do.
Brian, you didn't even learn one thing about how insensitive you were last weekend.
I think I learned a lot today.
Well, we had to cut out that one thing you said again.
Yeah. Multiple times. And that rant that we cannot talk about.
I had to cover my cat's ears.
Yeah. I don't have enough hands to cover all my kittens, so I just had to temporarily deafen them.
That sounds terrible.
It was better than hearing what you said.
Well, okay, all right. I mean, I'm trying. I'm really trying. I think I'm getting better. Can the three of us agree to just sign this piece of paper that says I completed the sensitivity training? That way we can just go about our lives.
only if Chris Pratt signs it too.
Like as an autograph? I don't know why.
Well, he was in the show an awful lot. It feels like he was present.
We did talk about Chris Pratt a lot. Like, weirdly, he really controlled the tone of the show without being here. It's like, man, we talked about Chris Pratt, like, a lot on this week's podcast. Like, weirdly, a lot of Pratt talk.
Yeah, a whole bunch, and we didn't even learn anything. You didn't get one lesson about how insensitive you were.
I feel like I really fell for Chris Pratt, Ben. It was a real
Pratfall.
Come on, Ben.
I was waiting to make a similar joke.
There's so few things in this world that give me joy.
I was waiting to make the same one. You just started it first.
You just like swooped in and stole the punchline.
It was very All right, upsetting. You just say it this time, Brian. I won't steal it.
I feel like I can't trust you. We should. You're right. We should try to get Chris Pratt on the podcast.
I wonder how much that costs.
Well, according to the ChrisPrattAgency.com, he makes personal appearances for the low reasonable price of $250,000.
Oh, we'll never get that much money. What should we do?
I think we can raise that money through a telethon or
Kickstarter.
Through a Kickstarter.
Maybe both. A little bit of both.
We're doing a Kickstarter to get our telethon off the ground.
We're doing a kickathon.